gonna play some audio, and we have a friend of ours named Austin Guttery who works part time at a comedy club, and we won't say which one around here.
But it's one of the best.
It's a little bit out of town, though, because I think the guy who performs there doesn't, I don't know, he just wants to try out some of his material and whatnot. But we've got audio before. It's always been really sort of painful audio as one of our hosts, Norm Hitzkus, attempts sports comedy at this local comedy club. And he's tried it again. And a couple things to listen for here. Apparently, the regular audience at this comedy club now knows who he is. Usually they hear three or four jokes, and I'll be honest, then they storm out. But it seems like this time they just heard his name and did not want to stick around, except for one person who did want to stick around and listen. So here's another edition of Sports Comedy by Norman Hitzkus.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage Norm Hitzkus. Chris Sale, one of the best pitchers in baseball, was scheduled to start against the Detroit Tigers. While the White Sox went out and took batting practice, Chris Sale, he proceeded to take a knife and slash and slit several of the throwback uniforms on behalf of Chris Sale. His explanation was, if it does not fit, it must then be slit. Hey, maybe my favorite wacko of all time was I had the greased zucchini toss champion on the air, and I asked him some question. Oh, I asked him, does he eat fried zucchini? And his answer was, you got to eat them to understand them.
That's a sports joke for you right there.
Next. Hey. Kang Win Lee is a Buddhist monk. Okay, what did he do to get in trouble? For years, he wrongfully withdrew money from the temple's bank account and gambled at Lake Charles, Louisiana casinos. He also said that he gambled in less used areas of the casino to avoid being seen, which is the very popular, hey, isn't that a Buddhist monk over there gambling?
Nice. Nice. Bravo.
This is the definition of a catch. You know, we should put this catch rule under the heading of the title, 50 Shades of Grey. Because that's what they're trying to invent. They're trying to invent 50 Shades of Grey in the catch rule. The story of Harambe just won't go away. The Cincinnati Zoo. But you know the story. Little boy falls in the... They come. They shoot poor Harambe. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it's terribly funny either. Hey. Tweet your travel, sports, and lifestyle questions to @NormsClubhouse. @NormsClubhouse. Thank you, Norm.